Chapter 150. Come back, and instantly, but very tranquilly, bend over him. Don't speak, Eugene. Do no more than look at me, and listen to me. You follow what I say. Apostrophe, he moved his head in assent. I am going on from the point where we broke off. Is the word we should soon have come to, is it wife? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh God bless you, Mortimer. Apostrophe, apostrophe, hush. Don't be agitated. Don't speak. Hear me, dear Eugene. Your mind will be more at peace, lying here, if you make Lizzie your wife. You wish me to speak to her, and tell her so, and entreat her to be your wife. You ask her to kneel at this bedside, and be married to you, that your reparation may be complete. Is that so? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. God bless you. Yes. Apostrophe, it shall be done, Eugene. Trust it to me. I shall have to go away for some few hours, to give effect to your wishes. You see this is unavoidable? Apostrophe, apostrophe, dear friend, I said so. Apostrophe, true. But I had not the clue then. How do you think I got it? Apostrophe, glancing wistfully around, Eugene saw Miss Jenny at the foot of the bed, looking at him with her elbows on the bed, and her head upon her hands. There was a trace of his whimsical air upon him, as he tried to smile at her. Yes indeed, apostrophe said Lightwood, the discovery was hers. Observe my dear Eugene, while I am away you will know that I have discharged my trust with Lizzie, by finding her here, in my present place at your bedside, to leave you no more. A final word before I go. This is the right course of a true man, Eugene. And I solemnly believe, with all my soul, that if Providence should mercifully restore you to us, you will be blessed with a noble wife in the preserver of your life, whom you will dearly love. Apostrophe, amen. I am sure of that. But I shall not come through it, Mortimer. Apostrophe, you will not be the less hopeful or less strong, for this, Eugene. Apostrophe, no. Touch my face with yours, in case I should not hold out till you come back. I love you, Mortimer. Don't be uneasy for me, while you are gone. If my dear brave girl will take me, I feel persuaded, that I shall live long enough to be married, dear fellow. Apostrophe, Miss Jenny gave up altogether on this parting taking place between the friends, and sitting with her back towards the bed in the bower made by her bright hair, wept heartily, though noiselessly. Mortimer Lightwood was soon gone. As the evening light lengthened the heavy reflections of the trees in the river, another figure came with a soft step into the sick room. Is he conscious? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked the little dressmaker, as the figure took its station by the pillow. For, Jenny had given place to it immediately, and could not see the sufferer's face, in the dark room, from her new and removed position. He is conscious, Jenny, apostrophe murmured Eugene for himself. He knows his wife. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.